Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuits and Tea Mystic. We have a treat tonight. We have Jason Zook with us, who has a program on here called Social Psychic, and he'll be on in just a minute. And tonight we're going to talk about what it's like being the medium. So I'm going to bring Jason on right now. Hello, Jason. How are you?
Kelly Jo, how are you today?
I am good. I am so excited that you're here. And I want to ask you what it's like being a medium.
Well, it's quite an experience. I've been doing it since 2004 when my grandfather passed away. And I feel like it's something that has enhanced my life overall. It's been an icebreaker when I go to different social environments and I meet people and they learn that I am a medium. It's the most important quality of it is that I enjoy learning to use my ability to help people heal when they need closure or when they're looking for an opportunity to reconnect with a loved one that's, you know, that's passed, or a friend that might have passed from a terminal illness or from a tragic accident. So for me, it represents a bunch of things, but every single experience that I've had as a medium over the years has been extremely positive, and I've learned to appreciate what has been given to me, and I like the fact that I can be an instrumentality or a tool helping others.
So you were a late bloomer, but I bet as a kid you already saw stuff.
Interestingly enough, I used to get deja vu moments a lot as a kid, and I remember my family, I used to say, oh, I feel like I've been doing this before. I feel like this is like something that I just know happened before, and I remember my family telling me, you know, they didn't understand it, so they were probably like, they were very much, hey, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. It wasn't that I was repressed with it, but it was like I was given an opportunity, but not completely to understand it because my family didn't understand it.
Oh, so you didn't have the help you needed growing up.
No, my grandmother was intuitive on my mom's side. She knew she had that gift as well because there were very many moments I saw that as I was, you know, around her growing up, but she never expressed it openly. And her mother, they were from the Czech Republic. Her mother, well, descendants of. Her mother also had some gift as well. But it was something that wasn't, you know, completely, I guess, expressed in the open.
Ah. But at least you had people that knew about it. So that was good. But it was latent in you. So the trauma of losing your grandpa triggered it?
Correct. Ironically, I came from a single-parent family, and I always had a premonition that when my grandfather eventually would pass, like 10 years ahead of time, I went to college in Tampa at the University of Tampa, and my grandparents lived about an hour north of me. And every time I went up there to go visit them, I always had this premonition on occasion, a sad feeling that if and when my grandfather ever passed, I'd be by myself with no one to console me. And it was really weird, because I'm always usually surrounded by a lot of family and friends. And the actual passing, when my grandfather physically crossed over, I was on a work trip filling in for my old boss, and I was up in Baraboo, Wisconsin, covering something for my old law firm. And that's when I knew my grandfather was passing, but I didn't know the actual moment of it because he had a stroke. But the actual time he crossed over was actually when I was in a place with no one to console me, and I was all alone. So it's kind of.
So you have premonitions.
Correct. And on that night, I was in Wisconsin. My grandfather visited me with orbs of light and helped me kind of understand that I had some type of a gift. And I never grieved him. Never had, even though he was my father figure in my life, never grieved him because I always felt him around me and many different times over time. I've had premonitions with him coming to me and visiting me in dreams, or just making his presence known in a very loving, safe, you know, a loving way to guide me or give me some type of clarity on things.
Neat. I've always been able to have, my mom's real aware, so I wasn't negated. So
that's great.
I always see dead people since I was a little girl. I always saw Grandpa Owen bend over the crib and play with me. And I described him to Mom, and then I found out that it was my mom's dad.
Wow. That's great.
You
For
know,
me,
so.
I don't always see the loved ones who's crossed over that come to me through either readings or on a personal experience. I usually will sense them and then pick up their messages telepathic manner or where I can describe it, or it depends. So I'm not sure the foresight itself, but you know how we have like the psychic senses. I'm still learning about all that as well, where you're clairaudient.
Yeah, you do it your way, and I say see because I'm clairvoyant, so I see.
That's great.
But you said.
That's great.
No.
I call it reading energy. I used to call it vibing, but that was many, many years ago. And over time, I've just accepted when I meet people who ask me, how do I know I have this ability? I tell them I simplify it and break it down. I read energy. I read people's energy. I can And that's how I do it. And I tell people that your loved ones are connected to us, and love is a form of energy, and that's what connects us to our deceased relatives and friends, and it transcends the veil of life and death to the afterlife.
Totally.
That's just
my
personal
belief. Saying energy is needed, coordinated, destroyed. It just changes form.
Correct.
You can't kill energy.
Correct.
That was Newton.
No.
I used to say Einstein. I got the right dude right now. Had the wrong dude for a long time. EMC squared is Einstein. Yeah, he's my hero. Well, I guess we'll take our first caller. Our room is full, so we will see who we can get here. The first caller is 775. Hi, 775. What's your name, where are you from, and what's your question?
Hi, thank you. Bless you both. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California. And I'll try to be quick. I was in a back seat of a yellow cab on March 9th. We were rear-ended, and I was taken to the hospital. No new broken bones, but I've not been able to work ever since. I kept in contact with my employer all the time, released all my medical records and proof. So my main concern is I should be going – I'll probably be released to go back to work maybe early September, maybe late August. I don't know. But I hope that my employer keeps me, that I've got my job for at least another year. And also, my injury attorney is not happy with me because I changed chiropractors because I felt taken advantage of financially. And I hope that my attorney still gets a good settlement. I'll be starting with a new chiropractor probably on Wednesday.
Well, you'll still get a good settlement. You needed somebody that went towards your energy to help heal you better. And it will be sorted out. You'll be able to be all right. You'll be sorted out probably by, there's a six. So there's probably 6 months, and it looks like you'll be okay.
Well, that's good. So I hope I didn't hurt my case because I felt I needed a new chiropractor.
To get a different person.
Good. And it won't hurt my case? Because there's going to be
a... Well, I'm not a legal person, but you have the right to pick who you want to pick.
Right.
If somebody's not helping you, you have the right to have somebody you resonate
with. Will I keep my employment?
Yes.
Will I keep my job?
I'll let Jason take over now.
Yeah. Okay. Hi, Wendy. I will say that you're going to keep your employment, and I do believe that you will have your claim resolved. And when it comes to any concerns you have with your legal representation, as an attorney, I'll be very cautious to tell you that you need to communicate with your attorney effectively. They're your team member, so to speak. To your lawyer and consult with them. It's very difficult for us to try to give any legal advice over the show. We can't do that. But I will say to you that I do see you keeping your job, and that I do also see you getting this resolved and moving forward in your life where this won't, you know, keep you in a loop where you feel like you're trapped or you're going through a lot of uncertainty. And I agree with Kelly Joe. I think between the next 4 to 6 months, you'll see some movement on this.
Okay. And will my settlement be anything to speak about? Will it be a small amount or will it be?
That's something you need to talk – for me to predict that for you would be very difficult just because there's a lot of factors at play with that. I feel like it's going to be sufficient enough for you to be able to move on with your life. And I think you'll have the opportunity to work with your attorney. The main thing I will give you in terms of advice right now, and this is sometimes, you know, we all deal with very stressful situations. We wind up with these what-if moments where we continuously worry, worry, worry. And I sense that's what you're going through right now. And that's one of the things you need to do is calm yourself. Learn to calm yourself and understand things are going to play out just fine for you with the situation. It's difficult. We all have those situations. So it's not like you're just dealing with something that's caused this kind of stress for you. What you will see over time, though, is that stress will be reduced and you will be able to move beyond this. And this won't be – I feel like you're in a holding pattern right now. You're like a plane circling the airport before you can land. And I think that at some point in the next 60 to 90 days,
you're going to find more relief, and you're going to be released from the stress you've been dealing with because of this whole ordeal.
Oh, okay. I went down to Social Security Day because I'm trying to dog paddle and keep working for at least another year. And so do you see me being able to hold off until next year? Huh?
I said thank you, Wendy.
Oh, thank you, and God bless you both.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to do the 775.
Okay.
Hello, 775. Where are you from? What's your question and what's your name? Hello. Okay, we'll go to the next person then. Hello, Sixto. How are you? Where are you from? What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Jason. This is Amla. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Amla. How are you?
Good, good. Okay, so I'll get right to it. I talked to both of you, I believe, I don't know, a month or two ago, something like that, and you guys predicted something happening with somebody in July. But anyway, I met somebody, and I really, really am intrigued by him. I'm a little nervous, and I think he is too. And I think there's like a – I feel hesitance from his part. So I was wondering if you see something happening, or is it just nerves?
Well, I think you guys are just getting to know each other. That's what dating's for.
Okay.
You can't do a dropper and have instantaneous relationships, so you guys are getting to know each other.
Okay.
But you intrigue each other. There's a mutual admiration society going on.
Okay. Okay.
So you guys will
date. I think we're both here.
Go out to eat, and you'll do things that you both like. I also see you doing like a Saturday thing. You know, like maybe to a something fun on a Saturday.
Okay. Actually, it's interesting because he's in Oregon right now. I'm in Connecticut, so he's visiting family. But there's a thing on Saturday that I invited him to, but I'm just going to play it by ear when he gets back to see what he wants to do. I was going to go anyway. I'm kind of playing it like that. You know, just because you're in a relationship, I learned the hard way, doesn't mean my life stops.
Right.
So I'm just doing what I want to do as well. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I'll let Jason talk now.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kelly.
Great to talk to you again. I will say that you're at the start of something exciting. I think that this is going to be a good opportunity for you. I think take a step back from everything that you're doing right now and realize that this is a transition, and whether or not this pans out into a serious relationship, it's I feel the universe's way of showing you that changes are possible and positive changes are on the route for you. And so the way I look at this, at least as you're describing it, and I'm sensing it, is that you're going to have some great opportunities coming up in the next 120 days. I don't know why I get that number. I just do. So enjoy this for what it's offering you. And it's a lot of new experiences and opportunities.
Okay. So Jason, what did you just, I just am asking you to repeat it again, like what you say in the last next month or something, in the next month,
well,
I have opportunities.
I would say in the next 120 days, there's a cycle I'm sensing for you of new stuff coming your way. I just see like images of flowers blooming, things growing and just developing. And so this new budding situation, whether or not it goes far into a serious relationship, I wouldn't even be looking at it that way if I were you. I'd be taking it and enjoying it. It's like smell the roses. Enjoy this experience and the new opportunities that are presented to you.
Got it. Yes, that makes complete sense. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Bye.
954. Hello, 954.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. Where are you from and what's your name and what's your question?
My name is Shula. I'm from Florida. And my question is, what do you see next for me career-wise?
I see you doing administration and handling tons and tons of data. And it feels like you're going to work in an institution, meaning like maybe a hospital, maybe a school. It's institutional. And it looks like you'll get this through a man that you knew 5 years ago.
Okay.
So that's what I see you doing, and you'll probably get it probably by whenever August. Looks like August. So I'll let Jason talk now.
Yeah. Kelly Jo, you were just saying August, and before you said August, I was thinking August. That's so crazy. That's great. How you doing? I think Kelly Jo's right with what she's describing, and I think I see you busier than where you've been with your prior job. And from my vantage point, I think the new position is going to be challenging but exciting for you. You're going to get some experience you haven't had in a while, and you're going to be appreciated, and it's going to keep you busy.
And you also get to have a whole – you get to have a placard.
Is that job you're talking about, is that something that I know about, thinking about, or is that something
yes,
new?
Yes, lady, you're going to get it. Somebody will tell you about it, and you'll go get it.
So I don't
know.
And
it comes from a person that you know that you've worked for before.
Okay, this is exactly what I wanted to know. So you think it will happen in August?
Yeah, that's what we said.
I agree with that as well. I definitely see August as your new opportunity. So 90 days from now, whatever August is. Like, I feel like around the 11th of June right now, you might, sometime around the middle of August, almost exactly 60 days from now.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that would be correct. Am I going to be moving? Yes, what were you going to ask me? Sorry.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, are you planning a trip? Or are you having some leisure time? Because something's telling me to tell you take some type of trip or enjoy your downtime before you start the new position. And
yes,
don't.
I am going away. Yeah, I am.
Okay, good. Because that's going to be a great opportunity for you to recharge your batteries, because you're going to need it when you start the new job. You're going to be busy, and it's going to be something you're going to be grateful you did.
Instead of a hospital, could that be a cruise line, and you're seeing it as a hospital?
All I know is it's institutional.
Okay. All right.
You're going to work for an institution.
Okay. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
It makes a lot of sense. Thank you. Take care.
You too. All right. Let's see. Did I get everybody? I don't know. I'll try this. 201. Hello, 201.
Hi, it's Rose, and I have the same question. What do you see for me with regards to work, please?
Well, you're going to change your career, sweetie. And there's schooling involved with this new work. Have you ever worked with numbers? There's numbers all around you.
No.
Well, whatever, the new work that you have involves numbers and paperwork.
Okay.
And you are doing input of data, and you also are in the front. So it's like you're answering phones, you're making appointments, you're doing all that too. So that's the flavor of what I'm seeing. I'll let Jason take it.
Sure. Rose, I think there's something coming up in this new opportunity for you that you've been kind of waiting for some time. It's been something that you have, how do I say this, not delayed, but you definitely want to get this new position. I do see training and schooling, like Kelly Jo said, and I feel like it's going to challenge you. But whatever it is that you're going to be doing is going to give you a lot more peace of mind over the long run, and you're going to feel much more appreciated than you have in the past in terms of your work situation. I don't see a specific, like, it's not like I see you in banking or whatnot. I just see you working in an environment where you're happier and you don't feel like you're stale or stagnant. I see it coming up for you.
Do you feel that it's going to be soon?
You know, that's going to hinge on how actively you are right now at looking for work. Jobs sometimes can present themselves to us. The more actively engaged you are looking for employment is going to dictate your time frame, because I feel like early bird gets the worm. I think the more you are in terms of being diligent of applying and not feeling discouraged if you don't get a position that you apply for, you just got to keep at it. But I do see if you do that, that it's not going to be very long off. I could see it in the mid part of this year. We're already in June now. I could see something between now and September. It depends, though. The time frame, I feel like, depends on how diligent you are with actively looking.
Okay.
And
I have a phone interview on Friday.
Okay, perfect.
Do you feel anything positive with that one?
It's very strongly possible. The one thing I'm telling you that I'm getting to tell you is that to make sure that you have someone that can review your information, your resume, and going through your information, have someone else look at that and make sure it's the most current updated use of words and terms, descriptors, whatever it is. Have all that polished up for, you know, this interview you have coming up already is fine, but for any future job searches, you need to make sure you have all your ducks in a row and updated.
All right.
For some reason, I'm getting that you need to do that. And don't get discouraged. I know that's easier said than done, but right now you could be serving as your greatest obstacle by feeling down or depressed or discouraged. And I'm telling you, the more vibrant you are with this, the more successful you're going to be with getting this position I see you in.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank
have
you.
A good night.
You too.
Okay. We'll try 631. We'll see if they're available.
Okay.
Hello. Let's see. It's been since then. Hi, 631. Hello. Nope. Okay. I guess they, let's see, 775. Hi, 775. Nope. Well, wait, did they call him? Did they come on? Hi, 775. Hello. Are you there? All right, then I'll go to the next number.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, who's this? Hello? Are you there? Hello? I guess not. Well, I guess we'll just talk.
Okay.
Because
I
don't know
what
happened.
I thought I heard somebody, but they cut in and out.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know. So it's really neat to be able to give people closure. It's fun to talk to the dead people.
Absolutely.
And
I agree.
They come and talk at all times. You know, you have to set limitations and boundaries.
Definitely. That's a great point, Kelly Jo. I know from my vantage point, it took me a while to learn that, to be able to turn it off and not get disturbed at night, for example, or when you're in the middle of other things. That's definitely something that anyone who's learning this stuff or being exposed to it needs to learn, to be able to turn it off or get control over that part of it, the access of it.
Yeah, because they'll bug you till the cows come home because they don't have bodies. They don't got a rest or anything.
Definitely.
But they're just as real as you and I. I mean, they have feelings too, and we have to be respectful of our past on people. But I've also learned if they're dumb over here, they ain't going to be smart over there.
Yeah, it's interesting. Have you ever described let me rephrase that. Have you had people that come to you that describe what it's like when they cross over? Because I've had a lot of the common themes, and I've compared them against what other mediums describe.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely
I've had
think that's
described.
Always something that's, you know, one of the ways it's been described to me is that it's like falling asleep on the couch while watching TV, a modern reference, that you don't even realize you're passed over until you do.
Well, they always, the ones that have passed on quickly, they'll say, well, I'm looking at me, looking at me.
Yes. Very true.
You know,
true.
Or I'll I'll have people that have accidentally let themselves off, and they say, oh, dear, I didn't mean to do that. It was an accident. It wasn't my fault. But when they come to me and it's their fault, they'll touch their chest and go, my fault. I take responsibility. They'll pat their chest.
Very true.
You know, like somebody that has taken their own life, which is a prudent thing now to talk about, you know, like, and two, I believe that there isn't a purgatory. I believe that there's just the green room. If you're all confused and messed up, you go to the green room for a little while to heal yourself so that you can, you know, finish doing what you got to do.
Absolutely. I think it's the greatest mystery we all have that's ahead of us that we don't understand. When you think about transcending to the other side, every single one of us is going to experience it. Yet none of us, very few of us, have an understanding of it. So that's, I think, why society fears it or doesn't understand it.
But there's nothing to fear, you know. Like, I met an atheist one time that passed on. He goes, yep. He goes, I thought when I died, you're just hole in the ground and it's dark and you're dead. He goes, this is awesome! And it's too beautiful. The colors are so vibrant. He goes, it's just awesome. It's liquid color.
Yes, definitely.
He was, I was laughing and giggling with that one. That was so neat.
Definitely.
You know, and then little kids will come to that have passed on, you know, they died in an accident or something. They'll say, Mom, you got to quit just not getting snot all over my pillow and you need to change the sheets. it's like, I like the new curtains. I like the new paint. You painted my room. You cleaned it out. Yay. It was about time.
Yeah,
they
true.
Know what's
very
happening
true.
In this time frame, you know, just like grandparents or parents that have passed on, they know what's going on. They can check in on us. They aren't around us all the time because they're busy doing other stuff, but they do check in on us. And the best way to come to us is through a dream.
Oh, yeah. Dream visitations are big for me, I think, from what people have shared from the other side. Between that, and I always compare what they do when they observe us, like you're saying. I call it, like, we're their ultimate reality show to them because time doesn't exist for them. They observe us, and they stay involved in our lives beyond what we could even expect because they're pure energy at that point after passing over.
Right. Oh, and I had one that says, speed of light! Because you can travel speed of light and faster than thought, they say.
It's true. It's true. And when you think about crossing over, at least everyone that's come through for me, they'll you know, people come through, the loved ones will come through for the person I'm reading for and tell them what they've been doing the last several months, weeks, days, hours before the reading to try to give them that confirmation that, well, yeah, I'm still with you. And I'm paying attention to everything you're doing.
Right.
I think that reassurance helps a lot of people, especially grieving people. I've had a few grieving people contact me recently who've had tragic loss of their loved ones, especially parents that lose their children. I just think that's, you know, the most difficult thing for some people because of the fact that you don't expect to bury your own.
They'll lose their child before them.
Exactly.
You know, but the kids will always come through in shining form. They'll say stuff that you never know, you know, what they talked about. You know, like I had the pleasure of doing one kid. He had passed away, and he says, hey, tell Dad about our telling our dirty story. You know, and he goes, I got shotgun. He always wrote shotgun, so he called shotgun. You know, sitting in the passenger side, this is funny. But just little snippets of stuff that no one else would know, you know.
Sure.
You know, like a grandmother, they'll be emphatic about a necklace or something where the other people don't know anything about it. And here, the mother was supposed to give the necklace to the granddaughter, but she forgot about it and stuck it away. You know. That's pretty neat too. Or or talk about smells or a quarter or a dime or feathers or a cardinal or a butterfly. You know, that's how you know confirmation of being a medium and being, and smells. You know, I don't know about you, but when I do readings, they'll give me scents.
I get a, I see, that's that whole psychic sense thing. I feel like some people are stronger with different senses than others that are psychic, you know, psychically linked. And I'll get smells occasionally. Mine's more almost telepathic, clairsentient, and is clairsentient for scent? I'm trying to think off the top of my head, but the actual
verb.
But from my vantage point, mine's more the direct messages that come through in terms of words, symbols, and images, those kind of things, and verbal
Absolutely.
Types of things. Definitely.
Absolutely. You know, I'll get names, I'll get mannerisms, I'll get, sometimes when I'm real deep, I'll get even accents and other languages, and I don't even talk other languages in this lifetime.
Wow.
You know, like I'll get words or something, and it's like, I don't know Italian, I don't know Spanish.
Yeah. Definitely.
And then I'll never forget one time I did a reading and there was all these little ladies with babushkas, you know, scarves on their heads. It's like, oh, there's a
sure.
whole bunch of babushka ladies over here.
This is so interesting.
They're from the old country, you know.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think in reference to synchronicity? I think we talked about that a little bit on my show, but I always find that as an interesting topic. When it comes
well,
to being a medium, and
I mean how things line up and everything lines up to cause another thing that it's
exactly.
in perfect timing and all that.
Definitely, yes.
Yes, absolutely. I truly believe in that, and I just giggle. It just tickles me all over when that happens.
I think it's incredible.
Event. Everything lines up, you know.
And it
a happy
in so many ways.
It's a happy thing.
For sure. There's something larger at work than just us. That's what I always see it as, an indicator of that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we aren't the only ones. You know, there's so much more, and it's so much bigger than us, you know.
Definitely.
But it's neat how everything's connected also.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, there's a purpose for everything. There's a rhyme and order to it all. We just don't realize it sometimes. And like the callers that called in today or callers that call into my show or anyone I read for, a lot of us go through, and even us personally, we go through these traumatic experiences or life stressors, and we just have to learn to take a step back and sometimes realize that whatever it is that's bothering us, there's a larger thing at work. We will get through it. And whatever it is, we have the ability to – it'll subside. And my mom always says, this too shall pass. I always, anyone who goes through job searches, romance difficulties, or whatever it is, financial problems, there's always something that, you know, gives you that light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm very optimistic about that. But I've seen that happen in real life, you know, in my own experiences, friends' experiences, family members. Even if you've had a downtime or you've gone through a lot, there's definitely that type of reassurance I always feel I want to always impart on people that I read for or work with.
And I believe that things are cyclical and it does get better.
Definitely.
You know, you go talk to a really old person in a nursing home that still has their marbles, they say you have the good, the bad, the ugly, and the beautiful. They've had
yep.
love, they've had loss, they've had joy, they've had sorrow, they've had it all.
Very true. Very true.
What was that?
I don't know what that was. That was a strange sound, though.
I heard music.
Yeah, I did too. I'm not sure because I'm literally just staying stationary on my phone. Yeah. Maybe that was a sign of some sort.
maybe because nobody's open mic'd here or anything. How funny. So we have a piano player with us. Who do you have in your family that was a piano player?
I, did, I didn't really have anybody directly like that that I could think of.
It might have been a few generations back.
Interesting.
Because I know I don't have anything that could play music in here. How
That's
funny.
Weird. That was wow.
That was a neat sign.
Yeah. Well, you know what I like about being able to come on your show and having you on my show? I think having these avenues to express ourselves and let people hear what we have to discuss and having that openness helps society overall. Because I think it normalizes the fact that there are more people out there like us than people realize. I think everyone has some level of intuition within themselves. And once society starts having a dialogue, and that's what I think these type of, your show or this type of programming allows people to have an outlet and understand things from a larger, broader perspective, which helps in so many ways.
Oh, yeah, because there's lots of people that are just learning and they don't have anybody to talk to. And like you say, you didn't have anybody that could help you, and they're left to their own devices, and it's good to hear that it's real and they're going cuckoo birds and all that.
Definitely. And I think, think about people in the middle of America, and I love this country, of course, but there are certain rural areas where having this type of situation expressed might be very difficult to do. Because
right.
You're in the middle of an area where people don't really understand it and they're more traditional. And my thing with that and the paradigms associated with it is I think if society can expand itself and evolve and look at everything from a different point of view and expand those paradigms, people will be able to express themselves more. And you'll find this is more common than we realize in terms of
Well, look
our
at
society.
Mother's intuition. The children are too quiet. You go check on the kids. That's intuition.
Correct. Correct. Or when
and look at the energy of a mama. She kisses the boo-boo, and it makes it all better.
Exactly. And think about it this
way.
Even animals.
Healing energy. And where energy is, intent follows.
You're right. You're right.
and we all have men say, I have a good feeling. Well, that's intuition.
It's really interesting because I don't even know the exact percentage of the brain that they say is used by the average typical person compared to the full capacity of what could eventually be used in our brains. And when you look at it and break it down to a biological perspective, it's interesting, very intriguing to me because I think there's so much that we're going to learn in the very near future, the next 20 years. I think society itself is going to really learn a lot about this stuff, as we advance our technology and everything else.
Yes, and we used to be able to feel with our skin and our senses without saying a word.
Definitely, definitely.
And it's very real. Because we have
what?
We have intuition, we have feelings, we have it's however you sense it. There's sensing, there's feeling, there's smelling, there's hearing. Whenever you have your name called, that's usually your guide and guardian angel trying to get a hold of you.
That's so interesting. It's a Wonderful Life. I always think of that when people bring up guardian angels. I think of the Christmas movie, It's a Wonderful Life. And every time a bell rings, the angel gets its wings.
Gets
her wings. Definitely. I hear some feedback here. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, okay, we had a little feedback for a second. I'm not sure how that happened.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
It's a Wonderful Life was an excellent story.
Absolutely. One of my favorites. One of my favorites.
And I also
for sure.
Like Touched by an Angel. That was good.
Yes. Yes. Well, you think about it. Modern culture itself, when you think about the advent of TV the last 80 years, I guess it's been at this point, and how spirituality has been portrayed over the decades, you see this natural course of things that's just made it more mainstream over time,
Totally.
In the 60s. You had an episode like Bewitched that was on it was popularized and I Dream of Jeannie. And then, you know, you go into the, you know, as time goes on, there's just, it's so interesting how shows represent these aspects of society and help with the normalization of understanding parts of it, at least. And then
totally.
You see the advent of, and then you look at the advent of celebrity psychics, John Edwards or the Long Island Medium, or any of these people, and you can see the curiosity that we all have with that and how that's helped, you know, bring us even further along.
And I want to thank you for coming on tonight. And
thank
I want to thank
so much,
all our
Kelly.
Callers.
Absolutely. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
And
as always, such a great experience. I deeply appreciate you having me on.
And thank you. And you have a wonderful night. And we'll see you guys all in the future.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed night. Thanks.
Good night.